Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Spring is here, and so are the critters. If critters are making themselves at home in your home, call Critter Control, serving the Pine Belt and Gulf Coast. They'll remove those pests and keep them out for good. Call Nathan at 601-467-9341. Critter Control. Get them out, keep them out.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, here we go. Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in beautiful Oak Grove, Mississippi. Opening segment of our show today is sponsored by our wonderful friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you can get a delicious, fresh, just-made Southern buffet Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Friday nights, great time to eat at Movie Star. Of course, they have their famous Sunday buffet. Movie Star Restaurant, 25 years serving the Pine Belt, and just the best Southern cooking that you'll find anywhere. You find it every day at Movie Star Restaurant. Dima Mixon's in the studio with us. He's been watching some golf. These guys remind you of yourself a lot, don't they?
I wish they did. Definitely wish they did remind me of myself. No, you know, they make it look so easy. I mean, I just watched a guy chip in, you know, from probably about 90 yards out. And, I mean, he just kind of walks to the hole like it's nothing. And, you know, if I'm on the green from 90 yards out, I'm happy.
You're pretty
know,
excited.
So, yeah.
All right. Hannah Christian going to join us later in the show. She's a softball player with the Golden Eagle softball team. Lost a close game last night, but overall having a really good season. But we want to kick off the show with what I think is one of the great play-by-play guys in college baseball. I'm happy to say has become a friend of ours through the years. A guy we always look forward to hanging out with at the Sun Belt Baseball Tournament. Jay Walker, play-by-play voice of the Louisiana Raging Cajuns. Jay, good to hear you back on the radio with us.
It's good to be back with you guys. You know, you just mentioned hanging out at the conference tournament. Right now, I'm just hoping we make the conference tournament.
Well, we kind of know how you feel.
It's been a tough 3 or 4 week stretch, and you know, just the right time for one of the best teams in the league to come to town this weekend.
Well, they've had their struggles here lately too, as you well know. But can kind of tell us what has been going on. Kind of give us a capsule of the Raging Cajun season to this point, Jay.
Well, they started 16-5, and they actually were nationally ranked for a week by a couple of the folks that put out polls. But they've lost 9 of their last 12. And look, all year long, this has not been a terrific hitting team, but they've gotten great pitching and played solid defense. And they've got three freshmen in the starting lineup, you know, the catcher, the shortstop, and the center fielder. Well, you know, I said at the beginning of the season, at some point in time, scouting reports were going to get out on all these newcomers, not just the freshmen, but we've got a lot of other guys playing their first year of Division I baseball. And I think that's what happened. They've kind of gone into a collective slump where outside of Leombade, the Cajuns' first baseman, everybody's struggling at the plate right now. And you add to that this pitching staff, which has got, I think, some very good talent on it. They've given up 53 home runs. Oh. Now, that has already set a school record plus 17, and we're barely halfway through the season.
Wow.
Giving up the long ball at a crucial time has probably cost the Cajuns probably 4 or 5 games this year.
You know, you mentioned your pitching staff, the Cajuns pitching staff. You know, going through some of the numbers, it just appears that your three rotational starters are the guys who have eaten up almost half your innings. You know, can you talk about what each of a threat those guys pose? And, you know, they seem to like to ride them a lot.
Well, you know, Sawyer Pruitt is going to get the start on Friday. He's a freshman. He's from Live Oak and was the highest-rated player in Class 5A. He's 6'7 and about 235 pounds. And I think the reason he wasn't more highly recruited is because you figure a guy who's 6'7", 240, probably throws 98, and he doesn't. He throws like 89 to 92, but he's got a good three-pitch mix, and he knows how to control his breaking ball. And he's been a really tough customer on Friday night. Saturday, Andrew Herman was an all-conference player 2 years ago. And then last year was injured, pitched through it, but totally lost his velocity. He wasn't breaking 82 miles an hour. Well, this year he's healthy, so that fastball's back up to around 90 to go with an outstanding changeup. And once again, a good mix of pitches. Ty Roman was the Friday night guy at the beginning of the season and had trouble getting people out. He's pitched much better as of late, so he's back in the weekend rotation. I think the Cajuns have good talent on their pitching staff. I just don't think they have quite enough of them. I think that they need two more guys that can just step in and say, hey, look, I got these three innings right here. They need a couple of more of those. But overall, I think there's some talent on this pitching staff, and once again, a lot of youth.
Sort of like Southern Miss, I think I hear you say, though, middleways here through the season struggling at the plate. The Golden Eagles have certainly done that, and I'm sure that your coaching staff is aware of what appears to be their vulnerability to left-handed pitching, Joe.
Well, there are a lot of teams that have vulnerability to left-handed pitching. I should know because we're one of them. The fact they're going to start two left-handers really doesn't have anything to do with Southern Miss. It's just mm-hmm. that those two guys are two of our best three arms. And I got a couple of young lefties in the pen that can, that are good for situational pitching and stuff. But, if you struggle against left-handed pitching, all I can say is, well, maybe it'll be a competitive series. Because the Cajuns have really, really struggled to score runs, and they've struggled to keep the ball in the ballpark.
Just curious, I was looking at the Louisiana schedule, and I noticed that their batting average had been significantly down as well. But I would argue that Southern Miss's pitching staff is probably the best rotational and weekend pitching staff that the Cajuns have seen so far. On top of that,
well, in that case, we're not showing up. We're going to go ahead and let you guys inter-squad at our ballpark, and we just won't go.
You just go eat some crawfish, right, Jay?
Well, I've been known to do that.
There you go. Women's basketball coach during the broadcast. What Louisiana Tech did when Southern Miss was wearing them out. So,
Well, I got a color guy, and we both know how to cook. So we've been known to share red beans and rice recipes when the games aren't going well. Yeah. But no, look, Southern Miss is very good, and I was so proud of the home schedule the Cajuns have this year. Because think about it. We hosted Kansas State for two games in the midweek, mm-hmm. hosted Maryland out of the Big Ten, hosted UC San Diego, who's in first place in the Big West, hosted Missouri State, that's got a top 10 RPI, hosted LSU, hosted our traditional baseball rival in South Alabama, hosting Southern Miss, and we close out the season hosting Coastal Carolina.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is the most amazing home schedule that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we've not been able to take advantage of it the way we'd like.
I wanted to ask you, Caleb Stelly came from Louisiana, really just hasn't been the guy that I think everybody thought he was going to be here at Southern Miss. Everybody thought he was going to play DH, maybe play some in right field, center field, wherever it'd be. And he just hasn't, found his way into the lineup. Does that shock you, coming from somebody who watched him at Louisiana?
A little bit. I think when you have a change of scenery, sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's not as good a thing. I did not expect him to go in and be like an all-conference guy. But I didn't expect to see him, you know, lose his job and not have an extra base hit and hit a buck 90. No, we weren't expecting that at all. Now, I know Caleb well. He's a wonderful young man. I know his mom and his twin sisters very well. They're just great people. I hate to see the fact that he's been struggling. I know that it's probably been very difficult on mom and the twins as well.
Yeah, and on a quick note, my wife and I, by coincidence, sat by his mother, and I got to believe those were his grandparents down in Biloxi where the Golden Eagles played Nichols State, and they really look like a great family. Talked to them just a little bit, and they just seem like outstanding people, Joe.
They are. They're great folks. You know, and you know, Jennifer loves her kids now, and you know, she shows that mother's love all the time. His sisters play volleyball at the Dunham School in Baton Rouge, which is where he's from, and they're identical twin girls and just two of the nicest young women who are going to be seniors in high school this year. Like I said, it's a great family. I hate that Caleb is struggling the way he is, but you know, Caleb is going to get his degree, and he's going to be a success in life. There's not a question in my mind.
We're talking to Jay Walker, play-by-play voice of Louisiana. If you'll stick around, Jay, I've got just a couple of questions for you, and then we'll let you go. Jay Walker on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Stay right where you are.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our program every day. They're located on Highway 98 West. They sell premium Goodyear products, full auto and truck service. They're big Southern Miss guys. They've been in business since 1985. Locally owned. Goodyear Tires, full service, big USM supporters. Still to come later in the show, Hannah Christian from softball, but we want to continue our conversation with Jay Walker at Louisiana. I'm going to let Dima ask. My question is not terribly serious. So I'm sure my young associate here, he's always serious. So I'm going to let him ask the next question. Go ahead.
I'm not meaning to be. You know, I was just going to ask, you know, it's been a tough couple years for Louisiana, I would say. Just curious if, you know, if this season doesn't pan out, let's just say hypothetically it is worst case scenario like you were talking about, maybe even miss the conference tournament. Do you think the head coach's job is a little bit on the hot seat a little bit?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I think, I mean, first of all, the man's got a contract that runs through 2029.
Okay.
And, you know, we're not LSU. We can't just go ahead and throw money at people to tell them to go away. And on top of that, you know, let's remember, and I realize that generations after mine and Bob's, it's very much a what have you done for me lately generation. But let's not forget that we went to three consecutive regionals with this guy. We won a regular season championship and a tournament championship. And all of that happened like just 2 years ago. So, no, his job's not in any danger. And again, in my opinion, nor should it be. No. The man is a good baseball coach. He's a good baseball mind, and they're going through a rough patch right now. They had chemistry issues on that team last year, mm-hmm. and so there were a lot of guys that were that portaled out. Some of them were invited to portal out and are having success at their new home, and that's great. But this team that he's got right here has got really good chemistry, but you know, you're starting three freshmen, and your Friday night guy is a freshman. And I think that, you know, when you analyze this team and, you know, who they are and what they are and what the future could be, you know, I think there's a big picture that nobody ever wants to look at when the team's not playing well.
Right.
But no, he's not in any danger whatsoever. If we don't win another game this year, he's not in danger.
And then, you know, there is something to it where, you know, Southern Miss comes into town, like you're saying, Coastal comes into town later. There is something to teams playing up to their competition, such as Louisiana. We all know they're very talented. You know, they could beat Southern Miss on any day, even their best game. And I mean, that's just the truth. Do you think there's something to that Louisiana, even with their struggles at the plate, playing up, you know, and playing to their competition with Southern Miss coming in, and they have the talent to match them? I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, you know, I think Southern Miss probably has an edge in talent, so I would kind of disagree with you there. But I will agree with, don't think for a minute, and I've been joking around since I've got about the struggles this team has had. Don't think for a minute this team's going to lay down when you guys get
we don't
down.
Think that.
I don't think that, Jay.
That is not going to happen. And I know, Bob, that you're not buying everything I'm selling, but I'm just telling you, the Cajuns have the capability of going out and playing nose-to-nose with Southern Miss this weekend. They also have the capability of getting run ruled three times if they don't go out and play well. Now, I expect our team is going to be ready to play, but their ability to win is going to totally depend on doing the little things correctly. Hmm. You can't get away with throwing a bad pitch to three guys who've got double-digit home runs. You know, you can't make a critical error. You've got to be able to get some two-out knocks. And those are things the Cajuns have struggled with from time to time. If they do those things well this weekend, it's going to be a heck of a series. And if not, then it won't be. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. It's always exciting when these two schools play. There's no question about that. All right, Jay, I got to ask you one last question. Now, I want you to kind of set the scene for us down there in Lafayette for the weekend. I know what an important part of wonderful food the culture is in the Lafayette area. Kind of set the scene. What kind of foods will be cooking all through the ballpark? What kind of fragrances will you smell as they're playing the great game of college baseball?
Well, probably a lot of sweat if you breathe it. No, I'm just kidding. you know, I think you're going to see folks, you know, cooking outside before the game starts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'll get a wonderful aroma during the game from the Cajun Cooking Club, who cooks and feeds both teams after each game.
Really?
Now, at about the third or fourth inning every game, they send some stuff upstairs. So Cox is going to eat well this weekend. But
I should have applied for a media credential, dadgummit.
Yeah, you know, at least said, you know, I'll be Cox's color guy this weekend. Whatever.
Exactly.
So yeah, they're gonna feed him and us. You know, there is a local pizza place that has a kiosk, but you know, for the most part, it's ballpark stuff. But outside, they're going to be cooking. Cajun mm-hmm. Cooking Club will be cooking as well, and your team is going to eat well because the Cajun Cooking Club's a great ambassador for our program, and they're really good. They're really good cooks, and they're happy to feed our visitors when they come to town.
All right, I want to make sure I got this straight. So after every game, the Cajun Cooking Club is going to invite the Southern Miss kids over to eat, and they and the Louisiana kids are all going to eat courtesy of that cooking club. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know that they're going to sit down and eat together.
But they're going to feed both teams.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's standard operating procedure at our ballpark.
Well, that's a cool
thing. In fact, when we bring folks in, when we buy teams to come in, that's part of the selling point, mm-hmm. is they're going to get fed every game. And, no, it's what we do.
Well, that's just, I think, very, very cool and not surprising. Some of the greatest trips I've ever had, my wife and I just treated extraordinarily warmly by Cajun fans when we've been down there for ball games. So if Dema Mixon and Bob Getty show up with media credentials and say, we know Jay Walker, will the Cajun Cooking Club feed us too, Jay?
I will say this. If you've got a media credential and say that you know me,
uh-huh.
That and $6 will get you a bottle of water.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just about to apply for my credential, but never mind.
If you're looking for somebody that has stroke, the only thing that people say about me and stroke is they hope I don't have one during a broadcast.
Jay, it's always great, man, talking to you, having you on the show, and I really look forward to seeing you in Montgomery this year, my friend.
I certainly hope we get a chance to visit. I appreciate you guys having me. It's always fun to visit with you.
All right. The great Jay Walker, everybody. Really one of the great play-by-play voices in college baseball in $6. That's kind of like here. If you throw Bob Getty's name out and you got $8, you can get a cup of coffee down at the local Starbucks, didn't you? You've tried that, haven't you?
Well, it's only 2 ounces.
It's a reduced cup, but it
is a nice little taste.
That's pretty cool that they feed the opposing team every post game meal.
We're gonna have to ask Jack about that.
Something tells me he's gonna find his way. What do you think?
I wouldn't doubt it.
What do you say about this weekend? Are you buying what Jay said, that they have to play their very best to have a chance, in essence, is what he said?
I am. I really am, because I really think Southern Miss has found their way hitting the ball over the past couple of weeks. I mean, even Tuesday night, I mean, I know they only scored 3 runs, but, man, they barreled up some baseballs 100 miles an hour off the bat. We talked to Travis Krill yesterday. Really the thing to me that is just in the back of my head is what happens when Louisiana, you know, goes on a run. How can Southern Miss hold down the momentum? You know, so it's going to be those middle reliever pitchers. That to me is where the game's going to come down to. I expect Southern Miss to be able to hit the ball and be able to score with Louisiana, because, like you said, Louisiana just hasn't been able to score. So, if I'm saying that Southern Miss can score 5-6 runs a game, I think they should be able to sweep.
Well, we've talked about the necessity for a sweep. This would be a great one, but would you agree? This will probably be a difficult place to go sweep.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing is that since Louisiana actually has a decent RPI, 46 actually, this is a Q1 road series. Mm-hmm. So if you could get two out of three here, your RPI is going to be totally fine.
Yeah. All right, softball doing well. We're going to be talking to Hannah Christian here in just a few minutes. Real quickly, got about 30 seconds left, Dima, before we get into the interview. They played really well again last night, lost a very close game to a very good softball team.
Yeah, they did. They played great. You know, like you said, Southeastern Louisiana, and as we documented on the show yesterday, really good team. And Southern Miss, you know, lost 5-4 in that game, came up just short. I think Southeastern got out to that 4-0 lead earlier in that game, and Southern Miss started coming back. They actually tied the game at 4 before the Lions took that sack fly in left field to take a 5-4 lead, and Southern Miss just could never get back into the game after that. But like you said, I mean, Southern Miss was right there with a really good bit softball team.
Hey, Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast is up about an hour after every show. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can ask Alexa or Siri to play those Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, download the Eagle Hour podcast. Go grab yourself a dozen beignets from Mobay Beignet Company. Go home and have a really good time. Mobay Beignet, 2902 Hardy Street.
If you say you know Kelly Sander at Mobay, you're not getting any beignets because they're already gone.
They won't give you any beignets at all. Doesn't matter how much money you have.
That's right.
It's pretty much around town, that same scenario. We'll be back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, our good friends at DBAT sponsor this segment of the program. They're located on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages it. It's a state-of-the-art training facility for you adults. Whether you like pickleball, tennis, golf, they have a training program there for you. They've got experts can help you be the very best you can be. So it's not just baseball and softball for kids. It's sports training for every type of athlete. And it's all located on Hardy Street at DBAT, and we really appreciate their support of our program. As we do Forest Healthcare, they remind you every day that it's important to keep up with the most important player on any team. That's you. Be sure you get an annual physical. Eat right. Exercise. Do all the things you can do to keep your health as good as it can be. And if you run into issues, Forest Health will be there to help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. All right, we're going to visit with a young lady on Golden Eagle softball, even though they lost last night, as Demon and I were talking. They had a really good season. Set the stage for this kid, Demon.
Yeah, Hannah Christian, just been an absolute force for Southern Miss so far this season. She's batting .422 with an OPS of 1.076. She has 4 home runs, 10 doubles, 62 hits. Wow. Those 62 hits is ranked top 7 in the country, Bob.
Wow.
Over the entire country. Can I even speak? My goodness. Yeah. So she's been a huge part of the season for them, and here was Kelly catching up with her.
Hannah, early in the season, Coach thought that you guys would hit the ball pretty well, but the team started out slow. You were winning games, but you weren't hitting the ball so well. Still last in the league in homers, but, man, all of a sudden you guys have caught fire. What's been the difference?
I'd say we've been consistently hitting the ball really the whole season. We're not really a long ball team, but we get on base pretty much a lot. And we score runners in, we move runners around, we just have a different game than doing the long ball. So,
well, you've been hitting the long ball. Well, you've been seeing it pretty well. What's been the difference in your game?
Just the season carrying out and being able to see the ball a lot, and it's just gone in my favor, and they've gone out. But really the same approach and just trying to hit the ball hard, and sometimes it goes out.
I think onlookers thought that this Troy series was really going to be a true test as to how good Southern Miss is. How did you guys view it? And, of course, you won 2 out of 3, so you guys are sitting pretty good. But how did you guys view that? It wasn't just another series, I contend. But how did you guys see it?
We definitely saw it as something we needed to get done in business, and we did. And we just want to prove to people that it's not just like a one-time thing and that we're going to take care of all of our series and get it done.
Normally people will look at a roster. If there's a bunch of seniors, they'll say, well, this is going to be a team that's experienced, should probably win a lot of games. Nothing on this roster adds up that would equate a great winning team like you guys are having. A lot of young people on this team. So what's going on? Trying to explain this.
Yes, we do have a very young team, but we've really proved that we can still get the job done, whether we're young or older. And we have a lot of returners on the field, and that's really helped with their experience. And I know me and Carrie were both starters last year, so being able to come back and have the same experience is definitely really big for us. So.
Carrie Green you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about the mood of the team right now. You guys are going to get to be at home now for a little while. You guys are rocking and rolling. Tell me about it.
Oh, we're definitely very excited to be home and not on the road and being able to just have all of our fans here and our families here. And wait, what? What else did you ask me?
No, I was just asking, you know, what's the morale of the team? How are you guys feeling? Because you guys, like I said, rocking and rolling near the top of the standings. I mean, things are good.
But yeah, we're feeling good. We're ready to get the job done and to win some games. And I think we're excited to play. I'm excited.
Okay, so going forward, what will have to continue to go well? Is there any aspect of the team game that's keeping you up a little bit at night that you think definitely has to get better?
It's not all going to be perfect, and we're playing a lot of really good teams. So just when we do take those losses, being able to bounce back and come back better and being able to learn from it and continue to get the job done and continue to win.
Going into the season, did you have any set goals that you had set for yourself? And if so, how are those going?
I had a pretty good year last year, so I wanted to come back and do better and not settle. So just being able to be consistent at the plate for my team and get my job done, and so everybody else can do their jobs done. So get their job done so we can win.
If I asked your teammates to give me some words that described you, Hannah Christian, what would they say? What would be some words that they would use to describe you, do you think?
I hope they would describe me as competitive and a good teammate and just someone who wants to win and have fun and enjoy what we do.
What does a good teammate mean to you? What's that definition according to you?
A good teammate to me is someone who just understands you and picks you up no matter what. Whether you're having the worst day on the field or the best day, they're just there for you and they understand you.
Okay, and going forward now, the rest, you're essentially half the season over now, right, getting into the second half. More of a home schedule conference-wise to the second half of the year. But what would you like to tell to maybe some fans that maybe haven't been exposed to Southern Miss softball this year?
I'd say to come out and watch. We play good games. They're interesting. They're fun to watch. The atmosphere is good. And I think you can really tell that there's a lot of love on the field and that we like what we do. We love being here. And it's good. It's fun to watch.
When a lot of the onlookers said that you guys were not going to be necessarily a very strong team in the league this year, and it's not turning out to be the case. You're turning out to be one of the better teams. That's got to make you guys feel pretty good, too. And at what point did you guys really start believing that you are good and these people didn't know what they were talking about? It's one thing to say it, but it's another thing to believe it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really, no. Even though people might have said they didn't believe in us, we believed it the day we stepped on the field, the day really we all met each other in August, and we believed it the entire time. And I think that's what sets us apart from other people, is that it really doesn't matter what they say. We're just here to get the job done, prove everybody wrong, and we know what we're capable of, and we know we can and we'll be successful.
Well, the expectation bar, you know, has been raised now because of the first half of the season, so I guess you'd probably not want to have it any other way.
Wait, can you say that again?
Yeah, the bar has been lifted, the expectation bar. So, and that's probably the way you want it. You want people to expect
yes.
nothing but the best.
For sure.
Okay, well, we wish you the best of luck, and so far, so good.
Thank you.
Okay. Hannah Christian, everybody. Pretty impressive stats there, my man.
No doubt. She's been a huge point for them this whole season. And another thing, Bob, she's only struck out 8 times, which is wow. another just incredible stat. So she's been a force for them, and hopefully they can continue to have her, you know, continue to do what she's been doing. Kerry Green has also been good for them, 355 average. Neely McManus, 330 average. I mean, they got six ladies, you know, all batting over 300 right now, and then they got good pitching as well. So they're really playing well. They have a great chance to finish the year strong with, like he was talking about, a couple of home series to get yourselves in a good spot in the standings, to get yourself a really good seed in the softball tournament that is not like the baseball tournament. This softball tournament starts in early May, so we're talking probably May 5th, you know, when this softball tournament starts, so not very much longer mm-hmm. until that.
I heard her say when we first took the field in August, was that must have been for fall practice.
Yeah, fall practice, yeah.
Because they had only basketball's been playing since August.
No, they've been playing since June.
Okay. Yeah. So basketball still got, what, another couple months go before
yeah.
that season?
And then
over?
They'll tip off, you know, the next week.
Hey, real quick, speaking of basketball, we should make mention of the new basketball coach at William Carey University. I know you know a lot about him.
Yes, that is obviously big news, and since you just put me on the spot there, Bob, let me pull it up. But yes, it was a pretty clear hire, as the William Carey announces Philip McRae as the next head coach of the men's basketball after Steve Knight announced his retirement. You know, it was pretty obvious that this was going to be the choice they had. He coached the team when Steve Knight was, you know, sidelined for a couple of weeks due to some health concerns and stuff like that, and he stepped right in, and the team didn't miss a beat, and they finished on one of their best seasons ever, and that was part of his job.
Yeah.
So this was somebody that Kelly said immediately when he heard of Steve Knight's retirement that that's going to go to him, and it ended up going to him. So we look to have him on the show soon, right?
Big shoes to fill.
Oh yeah,
man.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get him on the show next week. And hey, let me mention this real quickly. Thanks to Dima here. The podcast that I do with Jeff Bauer was released this morning. And next week, we are going to have an extended sit-down conversation with Steve Knight, who actually retired since this was recorded, but a great conversation. And he talks about, kind of like Jeff Bauer, the ups and the downs and the good times and the bad times. And hopefully you'll get to check that out. One interesting question is I did ask him What do you feel about the fact that you were turned down twice for the head coaching job at Southern Miss? And he gives a really blunt, honest answer to that. And when you look back, you kind of wonder, how did that happen, right?
I mean,
how could that have possibly happened?
Yeah, that's definitely been a question a lot of Southern Miss fans have asked over the years, of course. And I'm looking forward to listening to that. That would be a very interesting answer for sure.
Hey,
it's a great podcast. Check it out.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Dima. MCS Home Center reminds you that home repair, home remodeling, home construction, they are the go-to place. Everything you need for your next project, you'll find it at MCS Home Center. They're at 7329 Highway 98 West. Don't forget about their great nursery, spring nursery, all kinds of gorgeous flowers and plants. Outside the building at the MCS Home Center. All right, Dima and I come back, wrap up this edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour Network.
big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Welcome back, everybody. Jewel Masters sponsoring the last segment of the Eagle Hour every day. That's where you go for to sell all your gold and jewelry, old coins, jewelry coins, silver, gold bars, whatever you got, diamond rings, whatever. Take it to Jewel Masters. Marty Vick has, for the longest time, been buying gold and silver here in the Pine Belt and giving everybody that walks in his store the very best price you will get anywhere. If you're going to sell it, you want to get the best price you can get, and that's why you need to go to Jewel Masters. They're on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Jewel Masters, happy to say they're very, very dear friends of ours, and we're really happy to have them part of our program. As we are, our good buddies at Genesis of Hattiesburg, Kevin Mullins, Mr. Grubbs, the greatest guys you'll ever meet, official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. All right, my man Dima has been glued here to the Masters. Give me an update, Dima. What's going on in Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty good so far. Burns is ahead with a minus five. He got a 67, so that's pretty good. McIlroy, you know, who won last season, started off good. He's minus four through 14. Scottie Scheffler, of course, world number one. He started off pretty good. So, yeah, I've just been sitting here watching it. They're just so good. It just makes me jealous. You were talking about plant nurseries on the last segment.
Right.
Kind of reminded me of a baby nursery, right? And so I'm so mad, Bob. So not mad at my wife because she's a beautiful woman and I love her.
Right.
But, you know, she went and bought a crib. For those who don't know, we're expecting a baby, and it's
July.
We're very close, July. So we got to start setting up this nursery. And so she goes on Facebook Marketplace trying to save some money, right? And she says, hey, I found this crib. So I go to Columbia to go get this crib, bring it back to the house, and realize, number one, there's no instructions. The brand name is like rubbed off, so I can't look up the instructions or anything. And it's legitimately a Ziploc bag with about 50 nails in it. So last night, me and her stayed up till about midnight trying to put that thing together. And
Success.
But the changing table, like where you change diapers and stuff, we got that thing in. And I thought, ordering online, that this was something they delivered to your house fully assembled.
No, Bob.
No. They set it on our front porch, and that changing table is probably in 100,000 pieces.
So that's what you're going to do today.
Yep, I'm going to have Masters on my laptop and sitting on the floor doing a diaper changing table.
See, let me give you some information of things you're in store for. You're going to be sitting up, it won't be too many years, it'll be 1 o'clock in the morning on Christmas morning. You finally got the kids to bed at midnight because they're so keyed up,
right?
And now you open a closet in the back of your house and you realize there's like eight things you have to put together at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Eight toys.
Yes.
I'm just ready to get all this nursery stuff done. That'll be a nice little... We got our first baby shower on Saturday, so we'll get a lot of stuff.
And how is your beautiful wife doing?
She's doing so much better. For those that don't know, she was really struggling the first few months. I mean, it was bad. You know, I really question if we were ever having a baby again. But she's been doing great. She's fought it like a champ. I'm so proud of her. And, you know, we're ready to meet her really close.
Good. So. Well, you got to have more. She's doing all the work, Dima.
Well,
Corey's doing all the work, not you.
Well, don't forget who put that baby there.
Well, I tell you what, it's exciting, and we could not be happier for you two. What a great young couple. And I'll just tell you, dude, this is going to be a fortunate baby to come in this world, and you and Corey be their parents.
Well, she'll have one of the best moms you can ask for. My wife is going to be the best mom that anybody could ask for.
I don't have any doubt about that. Pretty good dad, too, if I were guessing.
Who knows?
Yeah. All right, my man, what's happening this anything important we need to be talking about?
Well, Bob, I mean, I just really hope Southern Miss just gets back in the right headspace.
Sure,
you know, something that I know we're all, you know, we can – cherry pick here and there, but here's the deal. You're sitting there at 23-9, 24-9. Everything is still in front of you. Everything you want to accomplish is still in front of you. And it starts this weekend in Louisiana.
Right. match that, you could be 48 and 18.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah,
we haven't talked much about that, but the Golden Eagles now, they got to get that 10th straight 40 win season. What a record that would
I
be.
Think they'll get there. They're already at 24. They only need 16 more.
I think they get at least two of those this weekend, maybe three.
I'm gonna say three, Bob.
You like
I'm gonna
that.
Go for
you
it.
Like
I'm gonna
that,
say
huh?
three. They need a sweep. The bats have been hitting well, and I think the catalyst in this series this weekend is Southern Miss's pitching versus Louisiana's hitting, and I think Southern Miss's pitching is just better than Louisiana's offense.
I got to be honest, I felt a little better after talking to Jay.
Yeah,
I mean he's a realistic guy. He's going to tell you the truth.
And, yeah, and he told me I'm not getting no buffet if I go down there either.
No, I was a little surprising. I would have thought Jay Walker's name had some cachet down there. It was a great line, though. The only stroke it is people hope I don't have a stroke during the next broadcast.
Well,
we do too, because if you know Jay Walker, he is truly one of the great characters and really great guys. And I meant that sincerely. We do kind of hang out with Jay at the tournament at the end of the year, and always really, really enjoy our time with him.
So yes, and for all of our listeners who listen to this program in Bali, just wave at Kelly, because we never know where that guy is.
Bali, yeah. He'll be the guy in the pink Speedo out there, and kids will be throwing water on him going, "It washed up, Mama, it washed up." Southern Miss to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.